Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Estate Planning and Living Trusts. The Ultimate Guide, 2-in-1, by Garrett Munro, is a practical nonfiction guide focused on estate planning, living trusts, asset protection, and probate avoidance, positioned within the personal finance and legal self-help category. It aims to make a traditionally complex subject more accessible to readers who want to organize their affairs and preserve wealth for heirs. Based on the available description and related material, the book presents estate planning as a broad system rather than a single document, combining trust formation, tax awareness, family planning, and administration of modern assets, such as digital accounts and cryptocurrency. Its purpose is clearly instructional to help readers understand how trusts and related planning tools can support smoother wealth into call across generations while reducing common legal and financial complications. The book appears designed for both beginners and those refining an existing plan, with an emphasis on practical steps, forms, and real-world application rather than theoretical legal analysis. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how living trusts are used to keep assets out of probate. A central theme of the book is the role of living trusts in avoiding probate, which is one of the main reasons many readers turn to estate planning in the first place. Probate can slow down distribution, create public disclosure, and add administrative costs. So the book frames a trust as a tool for transferring assets more efficiently and privately. The emphasis is not simply on creating a trust for its own sake, but on understanding how ownership, control, and beneficiary instructions work together. By presenting the living trust as a structure that can hold and direct assets during life and after death, the book helps readers see why this approach is often preferred over relying only on a will. It affects timing, privacy, and the burden placed on family members during an already difficult period. Secondly, revocable and irrevocable trusts as different planning tools. The book also appears to distinguish between revocable and irrevocable trusts, which is a meaningful part of understanding estate planning strategy. These are not interchangeable structures, and the practical value of the book lies in explaining why different trust types serve different goals. A revocable trust is usually associated with flexibility and ongoing control, making it useful for people who want to manage assets during life while still streamlining transfer later. An irrevocable trust typically involves more permanent transfer and can offer stronger protection in certain contexts, but at the cost of reduced control. The book's significance here is that it treats trust selection as a decision based on purpose rather than as a one-size-fits-all solution. That distinction matters because readers need to understand the trade-offs between convenience, control, protection, and long-term planning outcomes before they create documents that may affect their financial future for decades. Thirdly, tax reduction and legal asset protection as part of estate design. Another major dimension of the book is its focus on lowering tax liability and shielding assets from creditors through lawful planning. Rather than treating estate planning as only a post-death distribution issue, it presents it as a wealth preservation strategy that begins well before assets are transferred. This includes thinking about how property is titled, how trusts are structured, and how family wealth can be preserved without unnecessary erosion from taxes or legal claims. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to view estate documents as part of a broader financial architecture, not merely as paperwork. In category terms, this makes the book more than a basic introduction. It is a strategy guide aimed at people who want their estate plan to do more than pass property forward. The value of this perspective is that it connects legal form with financial consequence, which is essential for anyone trying to preserve generational wealth instead of simply organizing assets at the end of life. Fourthly, planning for children, dependents, and complex family situations. The book also addresses how estate plans can be structured to support children and dependents responsibly, which is a crucial issue in family-centered planning. This includes controlling when and how inheritance is distributed so that beneficiaries are protected rather than simply receiving assets all at once. That concern becomes especially relevant for minors, young adults, or dependents who may need staged access, oversight, or special terms. The available material also suggests attention to blended families and other complex family arrangements, where standard inheritance assumptions can create conflict or produce outcomes that do not match the account holder's intent. This focus gives the book practical relevance because many estate planning mistakes come from failing to match legal structure with family reality. By treating inheritance as something that must be managed carefully over time, the book moves beyond basic transfer instructions and into the problem of preserving both fairness and control within the family system. Lastly, modern estate planning for digital assets, forms, and implementation. A notable feature of the book is its attention to modern estate planning details. especially digital assets such as online bank accounts, social media, and cryptocurrency. This is an important update to traditional estate planning because many older guides focus mainly on houses, savings, and retirement accounts while ignoring the digital property that now forms part of a person's practical estate. The mention of forms and templates also suggests that the book is oriented toward implementation, not just explanation. Readers are not only told what a trust does, they are given a framework for putting planning into action. That makes the book especially useful for people who want a working checklist and a usable starting point. The combination of digital asset planning and hands-on forms gives the book a more contemporary and applied character than many general estate books, which often remain too abstract or outdated for current household and financial realities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to estate planning with a strong focus on living trusts, probate avoidance, tax awareness, and family protection. It is likely most useful for beginners, homeowners, parents, retirees, and anyone who wants a clearer sense of how to organize assets before a crisis or death occurs. Its main benefit is accessibility. It appears to translate legal and financial concepts into step-by-step planning language that is easier to apply than many technical estate texts. The inclusion of forms and attention to digital assets also help it stand out from books that cover only traditional wills and trust basics in a crowded category. Its distinguishing feature is the combination of estate planning fundamentals with modern, practical concerns such as online accounts, beneficiary control, and multi-generation wealth transfer. Readers looking for theory alone may prefer a more academic resource, but those who want a usable guide to getting their affairs in order will likely find this book more relevant. It is positioned as an action-oriented planning manual rather than a legal textbook, which is exactly what makes it appealing in this genre. If you would like to support Garrett Monroe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.